Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. Once again, taking it to the limit one more time is me, Cole Stratton, filling in for Kevin Pollak as he is busy shooting Ricochet 2, Detective Doyle's Afterlife Adventure. It's very... I've done a lot of these, so the movies you get not know as well.
Deep
You're
cuts.
Going deeper.
Wait, he doesn't know Ricochet.
Yeah, Ricochet is a good one.
I love that.
Let's go ahead and meet today's alchemist. First up, a guy who has more ack than Kathy, Craig Kakowski.
Oh.
Craig, what's the best comic strip out there?
I'm hearing good things about the current run of Nancy. But I hate to admit I'm not up to date on it.
Hmm.
I guess I'd have to subscribe to a paper. I don't even know how it works.
Just say Doonesbury.
How could be this brought to you by Doonesbury? All right, who has two thumbs and tried to buy a third thumb so he'd have a burner thumb? It's Joey Greer.
I did.
Joey, what's the number to your burner phone?
Oh, I can't give that out.
I mean, you're just going to burn it.
I know. The people who have it, the people who need it.
So. All right.
I have it. Carla.
She was voted most likely to burn down the yearbook staff office. It's Vanessa Franklin.
No, what? True.
V, did you ever win one of those high
editor.
School?
I would never.
Oh, you're an editor?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always an inside job.
I was so shocked I didn't hear your question. I'm sorry.
Did you ever win one of those high school superlatives, yearbook things?
I was the class clown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Classic.
I don't like that. Because I don't think people really wanted to vote for me. I didn't put my name in the hat. Anyway, the boy was a very, noticeable class clown. The boy pick. I think it was like, if you sit close enough, she'll say something. Never mind.
That got really personal. That got like.
I always felt like it was inappropriate that I got that.
You know what's worse than getting class clown?
What?
Getting nothing.
Wow. Okay, cool. You all right?
We're going to work some stuff out, guys. Next, she's known in foodie circles as Princess Palette, Carla Kakowski.
That's Carla. So true. That was actually my high school superlative as well.
Nice. What schmancy food can you absolutely not stand?
Schmancy food that I cannot caviar. Mm. Did I even say it right?
Yeah.
Caviar.
Lastly, he's young, dumb, and full of cummerbunds. It's James Heaney. Heedog 2000, what's your favorite thing to wear for a formal occasion?
I really like wearing a tie, but the problem is I wear that on regular occasions and I get a hard time. I guess a suit for formal occasions. But it doesn't have to be that formal. I'll wear a suit if you invite me over for dinner.
Okay.
Anybody? Nope.
Our table's really small.
Right, listeners, email in. Take Heaney to dinner. He will wear a suit. All right, let's get to our first scene. All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Our first scene suggestion. Hey, my name's Nick. I'm from Florida. Hey, Joey. Probably
What's
your guy.
Up?
Big fan of the podcast. Joey and Chris, you guys kill me at work. Well, we'll forward this to Chris. But my idea is the group is a bunch of high school seniors, and it's senior prank day. Thanks. Love the show.
All right. Now listen up.
Ugh,
all right?
No. You can't make me.
We got two more weeks until school's out. You got that?
Uh-huh.
Two more weeks, and then nothing. And then we're at summer vacation, okay?
Spare us the lecture, Jameson.
Hey, Marietti, lock it up.
Jameson, I think you're doing a good job.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 I'm going to go to my office. Blah, blah, blah. All right? I don't want to hear anything going on two more weeks. Now, Lion Pride, yeah?
Right.
All right.
Lion Pride. Lion Pride, man.
All right. I got a picture of his family and they're tied up. I think this is going to be the best senior prank.
That's going to be hilarious.
He's going to freak out.
Wait, are we really kidnapping them?
I've already done it.
Oh.
Judy, look at this.
But we have 2 weeks left. You're going to keep them alive for 2 weeks?
Well, I'm not going to tell him for a while.
Senior prank's supposed to be the last day of school.
I'm not going to tell him it's us until the last day. That's the surprise.
Wait, you're going
to... But we have 2 weeks to get caught, you guys. 2 weeks.
Oh, come on. You're always worrying.
Well, my uncle has a bunker if we need it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He's a survivalist, and we could put the whole family in there.
That's perfect. I've been keeping him in my basement, but it's hard to tell my parents to stop going down there.
Oh, Troy,
I could have just photoshopped, ropes on them and stuff.
But then how would they be tied up?
Good point.
And then they wouldn't be missing.
Yeah, right, we really need them to be missing, because what's going to happen is slowly he's going to unravel.
So you got Mrs. Jameson and you got all three kids?
I didn't know there was a third kid.
Uh-oh. You got Mrs. Jameson and two kids. Which kids do you have?
I have the two that are in elementary school. There's Brian and Lucy.
Yeah, Brian's 9, Lucy's 6.
I thought there was an infant.
There's an infant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, little baby Archie. Where's he at?
I didn't know. Maybe he's probably... He's
unattended probably, at the moment.
Well, somebody should go get him.
Guys, I was kidnapped once, and I didn't think it was that bad. So pranks, I don't know.
Wait, who kidnapped you? Janice, well, you never mentioned being kidnapped.
My parents drove me to this wooded area, and then I like did archery, and I like did water sports for a few weeks.
That sounds like summer camp.
Yeah, that was camp.
Are you sure? It felt like a kidnapping.
I mean, was there a kidnapper, or were there other kids?
Well, there's this guy named Tuck, who like would Ew. Blow a whistle and be like, come on everybody, inside, time to roast marshmallows.
Yeah, that's a camp counselor.
Oh. Yeah, it's kid camping, not kidnapping. That's what you're thinking of.
Oh,
you're getting confused.
You're right, they sound the same. Yeah. Same amount of syllables.
Really close.
Well, somebody's gotta get baby Archie.
Why don't you do it?
I've already been there. My
No, you already fucked it up. That's what you did.
I didn't know that there was a baby.
You should have looked.
I guess I should have. I'm sorry. I don't want to go back there by myself. He's going to notice I'm gone.
Hello, honey. I'm home. Honey, get the baby, would you?
I got the baby. I've already got the baby. The baby's just crying in my arms.
Well, get the baby, would you?
The baby has been gotten. I've been holding the baby all day, and the baby just keeps crying.
Well, what do you want me to do about that?
What do you want me to do about that?
Well, that's a question I asked you.
That's a question I responded with.
Well, I'm a principal, all right?
Okay.
Wait, Janice. You pretended to be his kidnapped wife and got away with it?
Yeah.
I mean,
talk about
it. Notice it.
Talk about a prank. Talk about a prank, everyone.
Oh, my damn.
I'm completely surprised.
Yeah.
And you got the baby.
I got the baby. I kept saying that. I got the baby. I got the baby.
So, am I supposed to tie this baby up now?
With food.
Right, with food. Just distract it. Throw some crumbs on the ground.
I'm not ready to be a dad.
You're not a dad.
Yeah, but I've got to act like one with this baby now. Let's go to that bunker that your uncle has.
Oh, she's suckling on you.
Somebody hold this baby.
I got the baby.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Well, what the hell is this, huh?
Lion Pride.
Lion Pride, how you doing?
What's up? Seniors, we're going to get bad case of senioritis.
What can I do for you, niece? You coming over, just knocking on the door, or what?
What?
What are you doing? It's Uncle Tuck. What do you want?
Oh, Uncle Tuck.
I used to be a camp counselor.
Hi. I was just confused.
It's all right. Anybody want some pig jerky?
I'll try pig jerky.
I'm good.
Which one of y'all can shoot a bow and arrow?
Oh, I can. You look so familiar.
Yeah, you do too.
Oh my God, you're my kidnapper.
What do you mean? Well, hold on. Don't just say that. Don't throw that around.
This is my kidnapper.
Oh my gosh, his name is Tuck.
He kidnapped me.
Well, I was a camp counselor. Well, I wasn't a kidnapper.
You kidnapped me, and it was the best time of my life.
Oh. Well, that's good. That's good.
No, seriously,
you guys
never
want
wanted to go
some
home.
Time alone?
Okay, there's a big age difference here. Hold on.
Not that big. Uncle Tuck is what, 54?
About.
You're 17?
Exactly.
I can wait a couple months.
Look, Uncle Tuck, forgive me if I forgo the formalities, but we need your bunker, man.
Oh, hey. No problem, sombrero. Now, let me do you a favor and just give you some supplies, all right? Now, I'm a prepper. Now, y'all know that, right? So I got about 20 gallons of water. I got some IEDs, some food you can eat, and then...
You got some IEDs?
Yeah, that's just, food,
IEDs?
Yeah.
IEDs? No, that's in your vagina, yeah, it's like
intrauterine device.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Why is it in your uterine?
Why do you know what it means?
Oh,
my mom's an OBGYN.
Uncle Tuck, do you mind if I call you Uncle Tuck?
Not at all.
Do you have anything for a baby down there?
Baby, of course. Okay, I've got swing sets, I got knives, you name it.
Well, some of those things aren't for babies.
Wait, you have swing sets in your bunker?
How many? What are you planning on doing with your bunker, Uncle Tuck?
Having a good time at the world's end. You think I'm not going to swing?
I don't know. I wonder, are you a kidnapper?
Yeah, when he kidnapped me, he put a swing set in our cabin. And I was like, I can't swing on this. And he said, climb it. And so I did. And then I fell and I skinned my knee. Look, I still have a scar.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Swing Co. How many swings do you need today?
Enough for a camp of kids.
Oh, do you work at a summer camp?
Hi, I'm a mom. I'm always looking for fun things for my kids to do.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you sweating?
Oh, it's hot in here. Must be the AC's off.
Oh, no, it's blasting, man. That's one thing Swing Co. prides ourselves on, a cool shopping experience.
Well, it must be the AC must be hot then or something. I don't know what the heck's going on.
What summer camp do you work at if you're buying so many swings? I'm here to buy one swing for my kid.
I work at kids camp.
Kids camp, I heard of that. Is that the one down off of 85?
Yeah.
Are you a kidnapper?
Oh, no, I'm a kids camper. I don't kidnap kids. Well, and if I did kidnap a kid, then you just shoot me in the head.
Why are you peeing yourself?
Oh, it's a survival technique. I'm a prepper. There must be a wolf in the area. Why don't you all just leave?
Janice, we're sorry we doubted you. It sounds like you really were abducted by Uncle Tuck.
But he also sounds like he knew how to camp.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a great camp experience. Look, or just was in a bunker.
I ate so many s'mores, I gained 15 pounds that summer. I went home super fat.
Why don't you reminisce some more about that summer?
What else? I had my first kiss with my hand.
In the end is right. I hope you have the time of your life.
And then I listened to some good music. And I stopped sweating.
What?
Like, yeah, ever since then, I've never sweat. I just don't sweat anymore.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't need deodorant or anything.
Oh my God. Why didn't you ever tell me that?
I don't know. Is that something you just talk about?
Well, I wish you would have. I thought we were best friends.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I love you.
I love you more.
Guys, we better get back to school or Principal Jameson's going to get suspicious.
Yeah. But Judy, do you think your uncle can actually take care of these guys while we leave him here with them?
Well, I mean, I guess he kidnapped Janice successfully for a whole summer.
Fine. Yeah.
And the mom is in there. Oh, but is the mom tied up? Are they hurt?
I didn't hurt them. I just tied them. But I did, and now they're babies. They're all together. It should be fine as long as Tuck is responsible for just 2 weeks.
I think Tuck can do it. I mean, he always remembers my birthday, and most of my other uncles don't.
Guys, we got to get back. I put out a bunch of cardboard standees of each of us into the classrooms, but I think he's gonna figure it out.
He didn't even realize that Janice was portraying his kidnapped wife.
Yeah, what a dummy.
Oh, this is the most respect I've ever had for any of you students, all right? And I appreciate there's only a couple of days left of the school year. This is how you're treating me, all right? That's very nice, very nice. Now I'm gonna go back to my office and have a
okay. Where are we gonna put these cardboard standings?
I'll eat them.
Eat them?
I don't know.
Okay, go for it.
I can try.
I'll sit on mine.
Oh, that I'll do that instead. Ugh.
Can I keep mine?
Actually, this what is really good. What do you want it for?
I just want it, okay?
What do you want it for, you pervert?
I just want it, all right?
You're a pervert. Your mom's an OBGYN, and you're a pervert.
He makes scrapbooks. I've seen them.
There are 37 standees. In addition to us, there's just generic white ones that say student. So you're going to have to eat those as well. We got to get rid of them all.
Man, too bad our school's not more diverse.
I know, yeah. Right?
It's 2019. Maybe we could start a barrel fire in the classroom.
I don't know if that's a good idea in the classroom.
Oh, you just kidnapped the whole fucking family.
Hey, wait a second. That's a senior prank.
So is this. Barrel fire.
That's dangerous. What? Ew, gross.
You don't kiss yourself.
What? I'm not kissing myself.
That's the cardboard stand.
It's a cardboard stand. I'm just having fun, all right?
Weird.
No, I like your idea. I'm going to go down to the AP Barrel Studies classroom and take a few. I'll bring them back.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
So has anybody been going to go to college?
I am hoping to.
Yeah, my mom, she kidnapped me to this college last fall to show me like the weekend.
Wait, why are you calling that a kidnapping, Janice?
I don't know. Every time I get in the car and I go on a trip, I call it a kidnapping.
Is it because you sleep in the car?
Why would that make it a kidnapping?
Because she's a kid and she's sleeping. Napping.
Oh.
Why would kidnapping. I called that kid sleeping. Kid sleeping.
I have no answer for your kidnapping conundrum.
I don't think I'm going to go to college anytime soon. I'm just going to help my mom with the family business.
Wait, you can't just help an OBGYN.
Sure I can.
Don't punch me.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a why? Who's that?
I'm interning for the summer.
It's my son. He's just helping with the family business. Okay, another scalpel.
Scalpel.
I did okay for an extra person to be in here during my scalpelization.
But did you okay for a healthy vagina?
I did.
Then he needs to be here.
But he's
very young.
Mom, are
we doing an IUD on this one?
We are going to do an IUD. And let's get an IED too.
Okay. Improvised explosive device?
That's the one.
Wait, this does not sound right
it's
at all.
Totally normal, totally fine.
Okay, I just have a yeast infection. I just needed
Oh yeah, and we're going to blow it out.
My mom doesn't like to go back to your mom's practice anymore anyways.
Oh, stop gossiping about the OB.
I'm sorry. She tells me all about it, and she says she's not going back there again.
Your mom are so weird.
When you are raised by a single mom, you are close with your mom.
I'm raised by a single mom.
Get your shoulder that's horribly wrong.
Sit on your board.
Oh, I've seen double. Oh, God, that's horrible.
What's up, Jameson? What's the matter?
I need to employ your help, children. Much something's wrong with my family. I don't know where they are.
Use your words.
My family. I don't know where they are.
What?
Maybe if you lost 200 pounds, Jameson, you wouldn't be so jowly.
Not the time.
Pudding packs out of your mouth.
Oh, do they make me relaxed?
You sound like Admiral Akbar.
That's our top.
He's sweating a lot. Yeah. I'm so glad I don't sweat anymore because you're sweating a ton right now.
I'm sweating AC at 85.
Wait, is that an IED strapped to your back?
Oh my God.
I'll blow this whole thing up if I can't find my family.
Wait, that won't help anything.
Maybe not, but I'll be able to see them in the afterlife.
Wait a second. Wait, I have an idea.
What?
I'm here. I've got it. I'm fine. I've got it.
My wife.
Mrs. Jameson. And there's baby Archie.
Exactly.
Where's my other two children? Where are my other two children? I'm sitting
on them. Look, here's one, and here's the other.
Just as crumpled as I remember. Lou, why are you kissing my other child?
What?
Why are you kissing my other child?
Why'd you cut a hole in it?
Why'd you cut a hole in my child?
You don't need to know why I cut a hole.
Why did you cut a hole inside my child?
Well, one thing's for sure, Jameson. You got pranked.
That's right, Jameson. That wasn't your wife. That was me, Janice.
What the fuck? How did you do that?
I can eat cardboard and it doesn't even bother me.
What? Where
you
are my
got
family?
Pranked.
Your family's in a bunker with Uncle Tuck.
What?
We're getting a barrel and we're going to light some shit on fire.
No.
And we know it's not the last day of school, but there's a couple more days left.
Six more weeks.
So live in it. Feel it.
Oh, God, where's my family? Please.
You got pranked. You got pranked, Jameson.
I got pranked.
Oh, you guys, I'm going to make mad money this summer at my mom's office.
Gross.
Guys, this is the best prank week ever. USA.
USA. USA.
IUD.
IUD. IUD.
Oh, and that was prank week, guys. All right, here's our second scene. Love you guys and gals and the work y'all put into this. I also got a coworker hooked as well since the in-flight madness skit. Somewhere in a small, hot welding shop in Texas, there are two knuckleheads randomly laughing and getting strange looks from the others. Ooh. So from us, and on behalf of the others, who likely prefer dealing with us on Tuesdays and Thursdays, thanks for all the laughs. Oh, what's that? A scene suggestion, you ask? Well, all right, if you're going to be Kevin Pollak, or Cole Stratton, or Jake James, Heaney's idea about it. Some welders, after detaining their shop manager in a cage that they proudly built with a cup holder and mini disco ball made from scrap, are now in an argument with him about removing the mandatory pantless Tuesdays rule he created to boost synergy between the shop and warehouse.
Uh-oh.
You guys have all that, right?
Wait, is it too much to ask for one more time?
Sure.
No, I think just run
okay, you're out.
Welders, guy in a cage, pantless rule. You got it. Mm-hmm. Thanks again. You guys are great. Tim Gonzalez.
Just please, please let me out of here, please.
Beg for it.
I am, please.
No, I want it to feel like begging. That doesn't feel like begging.
Doesn't feel like begging at all.
My favorite thing in the whole world are my pants. And when you said we had a pantsless day, I just knew that we had to lock you up.
Please, I think it's so important, okay? It's for the synergy.
Hey, Carl. I don't want to take my pants off.
Come on, please. Look, it's for synergy. If we all see each other's genitalia, we'll be connected more. We'll be able to be more open.
Carl, I don't feel comfortable working with hot metal with my wiener hanging out.
Just tuck your wiener.
We're welders, Carl. We're welders.
Oh, my lips don't lie, sweetheart. Okay? I can't handle the heat.
Carl, if I keep my pants off when I'm welding, then my hair legs fall off from the heat, and I can't have legs without hair.
Her hair legs fall off, Carl.
That's a swimmer's body. Who doesn't like that? Come on.
I don't want to be a swimmer. I want to be a welder.
All right, let's take his pants off.
Take his pants off.
Take my pants off. Take my pants off.
Wait. I think he wants it.
Oh, no, we want to keep his pants on.
Keep his pants on.
Put more pants on.
No.
Put extra pants on.
No. Look.
Put on sweatpants.
I promise.
What kind of an operation? And is this Carl?
Look, I'm coming down from HQ, okay? Look,
what? What does that mean?
Headquarters.
Honey Quint?
No, not Honey Quint. Look, Welding Guys is a subsidiary of Welding Boys in Dallas, okay?
That name is a big mistake, by the way.
I didn't make it up.
I'm not a guy.
We've got female welders.
That's right, thank
it's
you.
It's just a name, okay?
Right, she's not a guy, but I am, and don't you forget it.
I didn't. I wouldn't forget that. Look.
So you came down from Honey Quint, and what?
Honey Quint? No, headquarters.
What?
HQ. Yes, I know what you mean. Yes, I came down from HQ from Dallas. Okay, I came down from Welding Boy.
Quinoa?
No, not the hot quinoa. No, is quinoa actually with a Q?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
No,
no.
That's an ancient grain.
No, no, it has to be a K.
Horny quiche?
No, quiche is not with a Q. No, no.
Carl, can you not spell words? You're from the big city. You're from Dallas.
I thought you were the manager. You should grain. Know how to spell
I
stuff.
That's the door. Let me get it. Just let me out of the cage so I can get it.
No.
Let's put a blanket over this cage.
Yeah, put a soundproof blanket.
Soundproof.
And you put the sock in your mouth.
Hello, welder guys. Weldering.
I came to pick up my metal chair I dropped off last week that you guys were going to weld to an acceptable sitting chair.
Oh.
I drove all the way down from Honey Quint, Oklahoma, so I hope it's ready.
Honey Quint. Hey, guys, I think that chair's in the cage right now with
oh,
Carl.
Oh, yeah, Carl's
he's
in the chair in the
he's
cage.
On the chair.
Well, what was the name of that order, sir?
Good one.
The name on the order is Brenton Flueless.
Brenton Flueless.
Yeah.
Brenton Flueless.
Soundproof blanket. Thank God for the soundproof
okay.
blanket.
We've got an analog filing system here, so if you just...
Brenton, would you care for a massage?
We have some cucumber water.
I would love the spa treatment. I never had it. My wife does, but I never have, so...
Oh, everyone deserves to feel like a queen. Brenton, follow me. Let me relax you.
Do you spell flueless the traditional way?
Yes, FLULESS.
Of course.
Without a flu. Follow me, honey. Oh, you're so tired. I feel a knot in here.
Well, I am a carnival ride operator. It's pretty stressful.
I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him, guys. I'll be right back.
No. Are you going to kill? Oh, what? All right. All right, let's take this blanket off of Carl. Carl!
Oh, God! It was so dark in there!
Keep your voice down, Carl.
It was so dark in there!
Keep your voice down.
Oh, God! I went inside myself and I saw the demon!
Carl, you better be quiet, Carl. We're gonna put these leather pants on you.
I pissed the shit on this chair! I pissed the shit on this chair!
No. Oh, God!
Guess who's back? Back again!
Oh, God!
Oh, you didn't.
What did you do with Flueless?
I just killed him.
Oh, no. Wow, but he was a paying customer.
Oh, God, I pissed his shit on myself.
But what are we going to do?
I honestly was trying to find his file.
Flueless, that's good for the chair, for this chair.
I was just going to give him his chair.
It's got piss and shit on it.
It's a metal chair. We can clean it up.
I was going to make Carl clean it.
Well, it's too late now. I wish y'all would have stopped me.
Come on, look, just everyone
That's not my fault.
Bing, boom.
Oh, no.
Put the blanket
on.
Hello, welcome to Welding Guys Weldering.
Oh, hi there, this is Chantel Flueless. I believe my husband was coming to pick up a chair.
You also came down from Oklahoma?
Yes, I thought I would surprise him because I wanted to see the look on his face when he saw the look on my face when I get the chair
Chantel,
back.
Chantel, what a pretty mouth you have.
Thank you.
Would you like a quiche or a small cake?
I've never had either. I've heard about them.
Let me take you to the pastry room.
Okay. Guys, are we going to let her do this again?
I don't think we have a choice. We already got one down.
Oh. When your husband comes, he hasn't arrived yet, we'll unveil
you.
Yeah,
what was the name of the order? We've never heard that name before.
Brenton Flueless.
Flueless, spelled the traditional way?
Yes, FLULESS.
Okay.
Perfect. Now follow me, Chantel. Oh, what a name. What a woman. I love the shape of your body. Come on.
Thank you.
Oh, I can't believe
I'm a killer. No. I know what you're going to do. All right, let's take this blanket back off Carl.
Oh, God!
Carl, shh. Oh, we need you to be quiet, Carl.
Oh, God, I caught myself on the metal chair and I rubbed in the piss and shit into my wounds.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
Oh, God.
Carl, you've got blood on your hands now.
Oh, it's my own. It's my own.
I mean metaphorically.
What do you mean? Like ghost blood?
The Fluelesses are both going to be dead because you made us do Pantsless Tuesdays.
No, that can't be on me.
It's on you. You better just take back the rule.
No, no.
She put up a fight. Meow. Chantel has claws.
She did?
Yeah, she is dead.
All right.
Okay, why don't we make... Well, maybe we can come to an agreement. Instead of Pantless Tuesdays, right? Let's get rid of Pantless Tuesdays. Let's get rid of
Pantsless.
And let's just have Pantsless all week.
What?
All week.
You're
an idiot. You're an idiot.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Please.
If there's a Fluelesses baby, I'm going to barf.
Hello, and welcome to the Welding Guys Weldering.
Hey there. My name is Officer Gary Flueless.
Officer Gary Flueless.
What an unusual last name. We've never heard anybody with that name before. No.
What kind of officer are you? Navy, perhaps?
I'm an officer of the law.
Of the law?
Enforcement here.
The law?
The law. Are you saying law or lord?
And you're here to pick up a welding order?
How did you know that?
Well, we're a welding business.
Yes, well, my parents were coming down from Oklahoma. Yes, they were coming down.
They look so young.
They must have had him young. I'm guessing. We haven't met your parents.
But you also look young. Like, you're also young. Wow. It's just weird to have a young person like you being
Youth is wasted on the young.
Yeah, youth is wasted
on
the young.
Why don't you get out of this boring welding place and go French some girls, honey?
Well, I just came from a big French girl case, and well, I wanted to see my folks before I delved too deep.
How'd you know they were here?
They texted me. They sent me a text saying they were picking up their chair here.
Oh, well, we haven't seen anybody by that name. How do you spell it?
Flueless, traditional way, FLU-. L-E-S-S.
Okay.
Never heard of it.
Have you ever... tell me something, officer. Do you like, crossword puzzles?
I do the Sunday Times every week.
Well, guess what I have in the back room? A girl that will give you a blowjob while you do a crossword puzzle.
Well, this feels like entrapment. But
she likes it. You don't pay her. She likes it.
Well, you
she'll
have
even give you clues every now and then.
She's an intelligent
I do
lady.
Enjoy getting head while using my head, solving the crossword puzzle. So
follow me, officer.
All right, through here.
I'm gonna kill him.
I don't know if it's an officer.
Guys, why don't we just kill Carl in the first place? Why we're killing all these other people when we're really pissed at Carl?
Well, because we started off wrong. It's too late to turn back now unless we can resuscitate them.
We killed a whole family.
Well, we don't know. There might be Flueless cousins.
this is never-ending.
Wait a second. What if we tell this officer that Carl killed him, and that's why we have him caged up?
Oh, that's a good idea.
He's got blood on him.
Let's stop her. Stop her from killing
him. Let's go back there before it's too late.
Wait. Whoa.
I'll be doing the blowjob.
Wait. We found your dead parents.
Whoa.
It turns out they were here.
And
they were killed by our manager.
Carl.
Where's this manager of yours?
Okay, well, first of all, beware. He's full of piss and shit and blood right now.
Well, he's about to be full of a lot more of
it. Okay, all right.
What I would do is I would shoot first and ask questions later, because this guy is a monster. We were lucky enough because we're welders to be able to get him in a cage.
Well, and you can have a rain check on the blowy.
All right, that sounds good. But first of all, don't tell me how to do my job, all right?
I'm so sorry. It's
I'm
just,
an
he's
officer
a dangerous man.
Of the law.
Well, you really so solve dangerous. With a pen, by the way?
Was that?
You solve with a pen?
That's right, I do.
Well, that's impressive.
That's right.
Confident guy.
I've never been wrong that one time. Well, a little Yuli's Gold. They use that a lot. It's
they
a little
do.
Movie. Fills in a lot of weird letters.
They just do.
FYI.
Well, maybe you should make sure your gun is loaded before we take this blanket
it's
off of this
loaded.
Cage.
Again, you're really not letting me do my job. Also, I know, but
pinch your nose because he stinks real bad.
It stinks bad. Once we take this smell-proof, soundproof blanket off this cage, you're going to just want to blast, blast, blast.
Get ready for a feast of senses. Because this blanket.
When we unveil this
murderer,
you're going to just have a real sensation.
Okay, ready? Here we go. One, two, three.
Oh, boy.
He's passed out probably because he was tired from all the killing, but I just shoot him now. Go ahead, shoot him.
Again, don't tell me how to do my job.
Look, I can see the fingerprints of your family on him.
Sir, throw a splash of water on you. Sir?
Seems like he's a dead man.
I'll slap him. Oh. He's just...
Look, it's possible maybe that the cut on his wrist made him bleed out. He was fighting with your parents, got a cut on his wrist. Well, the good news is murderer's probably dead. Maybe you could just take him to the coroner.
When the murderer's dead, case is closed.
It's closed. That's how law works.
Oh, this case is wide open. Isn't that right, partner?
Oh, he's coming too.
Wait, no, he just said partner.
Well, that's just a word the Oklahomies do.
Flawless. You okay, buddy? Finally breaking this Weldon ring.
I pissed the shit on myself, and then I put the business shit on my wounds, and then I cut my butthole.
I'm here now, buddy. Look, I had to sacrifice my parents for this case, so I hope, freeze everybody.
What?
Wait, he's the one that won't let us wear pants. Yeah.
What did we do?
What did we ever do?
We didn't do anything.
We never did nothing except to just want to wear pants.
I mean, she did try to give you a blowjob, but besides that, we didn't do anything.
That's not illegal. Last time I checked,
you're right. It's not.
What do you mean? Now, look, I represent Weldon Boys. It's a good thing that I do, okay?
We're taking you down, you and your Weldon Boys.
No, you can't take us down.
That's
okay?
Right.
We're too powerful for you to do anything to us.
No, that's right. I've been working on this for 15 years.
15 years?
I'm taking down Big Weld.
Oh, you ain't gonna disconnect Big Weld. We're too strong. You understand? That's a welding pun. Do you get me? It's a tack weld. Do you get that?
Oh, we've got the evidence. It's mountain. You going down. It's just a matter of time.
Oh, a matter of time?
Yeah, I just said that. It's a matter of time.
I get you did just say that. Well, this is what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to kill your family.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
You know I'm wearing a wire, right?
I did not. Is it?
So you know
that was a joke.
An officer and his family, so that's enough to go ahead and bust you.
That was
come
a
on
joke.
In, boys. Come
wait,
on
wait,
in.
Wait, that was, right, wait, that was freeze, a joke. No, shit, I pissed and shit myself. Please, please, please. I was kidnapped. Huh? Is that good? All right, that chilled everything
should
out?
Should I just shoot him?
That chilled everything out. I was kidnapped.
Well, that does put a wrinkle on the case that I was not expecting.
Maybe it was a prank. Huh?
What, some kind of senior prank?
Yeah, that's it. That's it, huh?
All right, well, I'm going to have to go back to my chief and run this down.
I guess you are, you little bitch. I'm going to kill your family.
Okay, now run this case by me one more time, Flueless.
It's gotten really complicated, sir.
Try me.
Well, look, you know I went deep undercover and to bust the Weldon Boys and Big Weld. And I even ordered a metal chair. What am I going to do with that, right? And my parents went down there. They got murdered. My partner, who was deep under, well, he shit and pissed himself a lot and barely made it through.
All right.
And then the lawyer for Big Weld just threatened me and my family. The thing is, I never really understood the assignment.
Flueless, what day of the week is it?
Well, it's Tuesday, sir.
And are your pants on right now?
God damn it. Here's my gun, my badge, and my pants. I'm not fit.
No. You're fit, but it's Pantsless Tuesdays here at the police department, and you got to walk around in
looking
your undies.
Looking good, Chief.
You got it, Veronica.
Aren't you going to say I'm looking good?
Looking good, Veronica.
Okay, thank you.
Morale is up 15%.
You're right, Chief.
Since we instituted Pantsless Tuesdays here.
And you know what? This feels really good. So thank you, Chief. I'm going to be a better officer from now on.
My pleasure, Flueless. And I'm sorry that we printed that badge without the dash on your name.
Yeah, it was really embarrassing out there in those hard streets.
know, a lot of mispronunciations.
Oh, flawless. That's
that's how I'd say it if that dash wasn't
that's
there.
That's right.
I'd say it flawless.
Oh, Veronica.
Looking good, Chief.
Looking good, V.
Thank you.
And that's Pantless Tuesdays. All right, scene number three, our final scene this afternoon. Hey, y'all. My name is Alicia. I'm 24 years old and live in St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm a house cleaner and have the luxury of wearing headphones during work, and I absolutely love your podcast. I've listened to every episode, and I have to say Vanessa's hillbilly character is my favorite. Mm-hmm. Also love James's voice. So cute.
Oh.
My suggestion. A small crew of house cleaners are tasked with cleaning an old home with a very rude homeowner who insists not to open the door to the basement, and that smell is nothing to worry about. Dun, dun, dun. Thank you all for making me LOL every time, Alicia.
Well, that's a big house.
No, it's not that big.
No, it looks a lot bigger on the inside. But from across the street, it's just a normal house.
Okay, so it looks bigger. Yeah, no, it's a gorgeous home.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We designed it ourselves.
That's cool.
With a little help.
Yeah. There was some rooms to choose from.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to getting my hands all over it.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, like
not sure I loved that phrase.
Getting into the corners.
Right,
and
we just mean to like really scrub it out.
Sounds scrubbing. Like something a thief would say.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no. No.
Do you guys do background checks with your company?
Oh, of course. Of course, yeah, without absolutely. A doubt. Yeah. We're okay. Professional. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. And then you would not mind if we did a quick pat down, right?
Oh, before and after you. Pat him down.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Ow, 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 ow.
I'm sorry.
Ow, ow.
Jesus Christ. All right,
calm
they're clean.
Down.
They're clean.
Calm down. So it's an honor to have you. I'd offer you know, something to drink and food, but your
help.
Oh,
that would be great. Thank you so much. Oh, I'm super thirsty.
We would offer you, but no, I'm sorry.
You're here to clean.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine.
So the 7 upstairs bedrooms, well, 6 bedrooms, 1 shower bathroom. Please,
we do have a bed in the shower bathroom. It's confusing.
I was going to ask because there were 7, but then this, yeah, okay. That's
it's fine. A shower bathroom with a bed in the middle. Because sometimes after you do a number 2,
you want to sleep.
You need to take a nap and then wash off.
Okay.
Well, we probably have to really deep clean that bed. Yeah.
That's
not
definitely room number 7 is definitely going to be one that's going to need you. You know,
it'll take a while.
A lot of love.
A lot of love in there.
I'm super curious though. What's behind this door?
This little thief.
Oh,
snake in the grass.
Well, hold on. We're just
trying to get the lay of the land
super
here.
Super curious.
We're surveying. We just got to know where we're working in.
Well, yeah, we just haven't. You haven't referenced that door that we've been standing in front
we
of for the past 20
minutes.
We don't need
to go down that fucking door.
That door isn't even a door.
It's not a door.
It's not a door.
It's painted to look like a door. It's a Banksy thing.
It's sure? An illusion.
There's like a doorknob.
Don't touch it.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Ow, ow, ow. That hurt. That okay? Doorknob. That doorknob
is heated.
Really hot.
It's heated.
Oh, okay.
It's like a Home Alone thing or something?
Think we'll ever get out of this basement, unicorn?
No. I don't think so, Centaur.
Jesus, like they never even check on us.
They feed us twice a year. Of course, we're magical creatures, so we don't need to eat that often.
I just miss gallivanting in the forest, don't you?
Yes, and I miss virgins trying to catch me.
We never should have done this weekend in the city thing.
No, but we needed a getaway.
We sure did.
But we were kidnapped and put in a human basement.
You know, the first red flag was the bed in the shower.
That was weird.
So this is the kitchen.
Wow, this is huge. This is great.
Giant. Yeah, but no matter how big it is, we've kept track of exactly how many.
Yeah, we're not going to steal anything.
We're not.
Bars of
no,
what?
Don't worry.
Soap in here?
No,
soap in a kitchen?
I don't know what you meant, bars. I just wanted to reassure you that we're not going to steal anything.
The jacuzzi in the middle is for salad and feet.
Okay.
That's going to need a deep clean. What?
What? Nothing. That's just, it's just a very
when you design your own home, you can meet your own needs.
I guess you can.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't design it, then you don't get to speak on it.
So these are there's only 3 sections of the home. The kitchen with the jacuzzi, you have the main foyer, and then you have the upstairs with the 6 rooms. That's the
only. No, there's 7 rooms upstairs.
And then the basement.
The basement. Just shut up about the basement.
There is no basement.
There's not a basement.
Did I say there was a basement? I guess I did.
Sorry, this was built on concrete.
Yeah, it's not like we used powdered unicorn horn to make a wish of a thing. What?
Devalia, don't.
Fine. There's nothing suspicious going on here.
Powdered unicorn horn, that's illegal and rare. You can't use that.
It's made up.
It's fictitious.
Unicorns aren't.
I hear unfamiliar voices upstairs.
Oh, perhaps we could make some noise and they would come find us.
Yes, yes, your hooves.
Yes, yes.
Your hooves. My hooves.
What is that?
That's the washing machine, yeah. Which is located in the aviary, right behind, what is that thing called?
Greenhouse?
I feel like that washing machine sounded emotional.
Yeah, there what's was, wrong
there,
with you?
There was like an emotional subtext.
There was
tension subtext.
There. There was
what's
like anxiety.
What's wrong with you? What's your name, girl?
Oh, Danielle.
Danielle, she's an empath, okay? So
yeah, I'm an empath.
What is that?
It means that I can feel emotions. Like,
do you feel what I'm feeling right now?
I feel
Tell me what you feel.
I feel like you're a little nuts.
Wrong. Oh. Wrong.
Okay. All right.
Are you? So you're both going to be here the entire time we're cleaning? Or?
There's a line of bidets in the foyer.
Okay. I saw those.
You'll understand what to do to them, I'm sure.
Yes, that's a jet of water that comes up to clean your butthole or pussy.
Correct. And then off to the right, there's a sitting room. And if you notice anything strange about it, you get 10 points.
All the pictures were upside down.
No.
There were litter boxes all along the wall.
These are true, but they're not strange.
That's not strange.
I mean, they are strange. That's
not
strange.
For a foyer.
12 litter boxes is kind of strange.
Yeah. I didn't see any cats. I haven't seen any cats in here.
We don't have cats.
And okay,
cats
so that should... was human poop in there? That's what I saw?
Shut up. Just clean the house.
They're not hearing us.
Oh, Centaur, nobody's answering our cries for help. Right. They're going to come down here and powder my one horn again.
I know, it's getting so low, Unicorn.
I barely have a horn.
And I haven't had litter box time in like 2 weeks. Oh. I'm going to shit on the floor again and
please
I can't help
don't.
It.
Please don't.
I don't want to.
It's uncouth.
I'm half horse.
Don't look too closely at the contents of the litter boxes.
That's a horse-sized shit.
And
in
it's
one of those.
Sparkly.
Don't
it's
look
sparkly
too closely at the contents.
Well, you asked
shit.
Us to find the unusual thing to get 10 points. I think that's a tip.
Well,
thing.
None of you found it. None of you did.
This sparkly shit isn't
the
unusual.
The koi pond, Danielle.
The koi pond.
There it is.
Interesting.
That is interesting. Right? So should we get to cleaning or should...
We'd love that, but I don't think we can trust them,
we? Well, let's just say it like this. Trust is something very hard to get back.
Mm.
We're giving it to you now, but if you lose it, you'll never have it again.
That's okay. We were almost parents, and moments when he says things like that, I think we should have been.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to let you guys do your thing, but don't lose our trust.
And don't touch the door that leads nowhere that is actually not a door at all.
Just think of it as a Banksy artwork. You wouldn't put
Shut
your finger...
Shut up about Banksy.
That's what it is.
It sounds stupid when you say Banksy.
No, I don't.
Things must have gotten bad for them to hire a cleaning crew.
Indeed. You know, we could have done that in exchange for our freedom.
Yes, we'd be willing to clean. Mm-hmm. It takes us no time at all. We're
None.
Enchanted creatures.
That's right. Oh, I fear that we'll never get out of here, Unicorn.
Oh, and the money we're spending on that Airbnb in the city. We're going to lose our account.
We're going to get a terrible review.
Yes.
Do you think she was telling the truth about being an empath?
Let go of my collar.
I'm worried.
Don't
I think
pull
she
me
knows.
So close. Just talk to me like a normal person.
I think she can feel our feelings.
Well, if she can feel our feelings, she should only be feeling rage.
There's
me.
A lot of chips under the bidet. Do you want me to leave those? Or
grind them up and just sprinkle them around. I don't know. We shouldn't have gotten the cleaning crew. I
Probably
know it was,
not. Probably
it was a
not.
Nice gesture. The house should be clean, but we're not. They're going to find them.
No, they won't find them. They've been clearly, and I think it was a really good idea with the Banksy thing.
It wasn't
it's like
a good
art.
Banksy's date.
Okay, I'm just going to open the door.
Come on, we're just.
I'm doing it. Too late.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello? Help! Help us,
please!
Close the door.
They're saying help!
Okay, look,
they're saying help!
There's something down there that's not our problem, okay? We should just clean and get the hell out of here.
I feel it, though. I feel like they're in
everything
danger.
All right?
Yeah, yes!
Yes, everything's
great.
Fine.
This art wall door, non-door, doesn't need dusting. You know, turn your attentions elsewhere.
We just like to chat in front of it.
Yeah,
you should be cleaning, not chatting.
You're totally right.
100%.
Sorry 100%. About that. 100%. Mm-hmm.
Bleach everything round.
Bleach it round?
No.
If it's round, bleach it.
Okay.
Unicorn, I know this will take a lot out of you, but use it. Project a rainbow out of the door.
Let's see if I have 1 ounce of my powers left.
Come on, you can do it.
Projecting rainbow.
What the fuck is that
light? Oh my god, look at that rainbow. I'm full of joy and compassion suddenly.
Me too. I don't want to hurt anybody.
I don't want to hurt anybody either.
The
there's something beautiful down there. We gotta check it out.
We got. I told you that. Okay, I'm gonna open the door again. I'm opening it.
Let's go down.
Help us!
Help us, please!
Hello? We're a unicorn and a centaur who took a brief weekend trip into the city.
Oh my god!
I love unicorns!
I love centaurs!
Oh, thankfully there is someone who does!
So there's a slide that goes down. Can you crawl up the slide?
That's the problem, we can't, we're hooved!
We have hooves!
Centaur, you have a human pee-pee.
Let's not delve into that right now. If you get us out of this basement, you can have your way with it. I don't care.
Jacob, that is not appropriate right now.
No, I'm just so happy. I'm just looking at everything. I'm like, wow. I thought that centaur would have a horse.
What's going on?
Oh, everything. Everything's going on. We're so happy.
We're so happy.
You see that slide?
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's a heated slide.
Oh, fun.
Hot. Hotter than hot.
I can't wait
if
to slide on it.
If you decide to go...
Danielle. This can never be mentioned again. There was no Jacob.
Unicorns aren't real, and that one had plenty of horn.
But I definitely just experienced all of those things that just happened.
Danielle, we're eccentric. That's all.
All right, but Jacob was my friend.
Well, I don't think he's going to make it. Should we eat him?
We should eat him, yes.
We should
I was
eat
thinking
him.
The
I'm
same
so
thing.
Hungry.
Yes, I'm so hungry.
Ring, ring, ring.
Oh, wait. His
phone.
His phone's going off. Oh, my clumsy hooves.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Did you call me?
What? No.
Did you call me?
No, we're a unicorn and a centaur trapped in the
basement. Stop fucking prank calling me. If you call me again, I'm going to sue your ass. You hear me?
No, please. No, since we have you on the phone, please contact Detective Flueless.
Flueless.
You want me to talk to that hotshot detective?
Yes,
get the
please.
Fuck out of here. If you prank call me again, I'm going to sue your ass and I'm going to kill you. Do you understand me?
No, we're trapped.
We're not from around here. We're from the Enchanted Forest.
Oh, yeah? Hey, stop fucking my ass, all right? If you prank call me again, you're fucking dead.
Hello?
I'm still here. You hang up.
We don't have the hooves make it difficult to...
Oh, yeah. Stop pranking me. I'm going to sue you. I'm going to kill you. And then I'm going to skin your family.
Oh, you want to kill us? You want to kill us? Come down here, then.
Yes. Yes, come straight down to... what's the address?
1563, or is it 36?
Oh, human numbers are so confusing to me.
What does the outside look like?
It's this giant palace of a house. You'll know you have the right one. There's a bed in the shower and a jacuzzi in the kitchen.
And a witch's hat up top.
Yeah.
On top of the house, a giant witch's hat?
Yeah.
No, it's an architectural feature.
What do you mean? architectural feature?
Victoria, do you know the painted ladies in San Francisco?
Nah, yeah, of course.
It's just a witch's hat. It's the Koenig
thing. None
of them
have a witch's hat. That's insane.
Okay, Danielle, so now you're our personal cleaner.
Well, I installed this this cage right around the jacuzzi right here.
That's strange.
Why'd you do that?
Why would you?
We need feet and salad in there.
Right, exactly. And so when you want to do feet and salad, then it's a good way to, you know, separate it from the rest of the kitchen. It's
Are you
sanitary.
Fucking with us, Danielle?
I'm not.
Are you
I think you should get into the jacuzzi inside of this cage and try it out.
What do you think?
I don't know. Let go of my collar.
I'm sorry. It's just I need a good grip on somebody.
I put salad in there already.
Oh. That is delicious looking salad.
Our feet would go great in there.
And there's some horny quiche in there as well.
Okay. All right. Well, you first.
Why me first?
Because I don't want to get caught in the cage.
Bing bong.
Okay. I'll get in first.
Here. The doorbell.
Well,
I got it. I got the door.
You got the door?
Yeah, you get in the cage.
Remember what we said about trust. You've already lost half of it.
Okay, great. Get in the cage. Hello?
Oh, hey, I'm a high school student going door to door. Just wanted to see if anybody needs any OBGYN work.
I actually need some help with something.
Okay, cool.
Can you distract this couple while I go down to the basement and save my friend and a unicorn and a centaur?
Yeah, sure. You pay me?
Sure, of course. I've got at least $15.
All right, Lion Pride.
Okay, put on some pants.
It's Tuesday.
And go into the kitchen.
All right.
Oh, the water's just right. Oh, are you getting
nice.
That arugula?
That's crazy. I thought it was dandelion leaves, but it is arugula.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What the fuck are
Who
you doing
are
in
you?
Our bathroom?
Hey,
it's our kitchen, darling.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
There's a toilet, but it's not for pooping.
No, it's a salad toilet.
Let me just say, this is a really unusual house.
Thank you. Did you notice the witch's hat?
Yes, I did. Like, that was weird,
it's
man.
It's like the house is always dressing up for Hallow's Eve.
Hey, do you know need any, like, odd jobs done around the house? I'm just trying to make money for the summer. Mostly doing, like, OBGYN stuff, but...
Okay, guys. All right, come on up. I have this rope of hair that I found in the closet just hanging there.
Oh, good. Oh, we're sorry. We ate your friend.
Yes, you so ate sorry.
We were so hungry. We ate a good portion of him.
Oh, no. Oh, God, Jacob. Jacob, are you okay? He's not going to answer me, clearly. Slap him. Slap him.
We can't slap too well with our hooves.
All right, well, grab this rope of hair.
Okay, this still involves having hands.
With your teeth.
Yes, my teeth.
Climb, come on. Climb, pull. Pull. We're almost there, almost there. And we're out.
What the hell's going on?
Why? Oh, she wasn't kidding. There's a unicorn and a centaur.
Why are they out? Danielle, what have you done? Where did you get my hair
rope? I'm setting them free.
Oh, What do we do? Oh, the cage. It is a cage.
It is a cage.
It was supposed to lock when you went inside. It did not work out Bing that bong. Way. I'll get it.
I don't think we trust you anymore.
I still work for you. I got it. Hello?
Yeah, hello? Hello?
Hi.
Someone's pranking me?
Help.
What?
Help my ass. You're going to get killed.
Me?
Yeah, you're
no.
dead. You're dead. You're dead. You're
the door's
dead.
Open. Run. Run, unicorn. Run, the door's open.
Run, centaur.
You, boy. Where's that little boy? Where's that boy in here? I know he's a big one of the kingpins doing it.
What?
Huh? Someone's prank calling me.
Let me out of this cage.
I'm not going to do this. Oh, is that a salad jacuzzi?
It is a salad jacuzzi.
Pump it. I'm going to make it don't hot and boil me. You up.
Hey, don't boil us.
Come on,
don't
boil you up.
That's too hot.
Chief, I don't even know where to start with this case.
Oh, come on, Flueless.
I mean, there's the house is messed up to begin with, all right? There's things in different rooms that shouldn't be there.
Okay, so it's just got some weird architecture?
Right, yeah, but that's really not the headline here. This weird couple were keeping two mythical creatures in the basement who aren't really mythical because I guess they're real, if we believe.
Uh-huh.
And,
Oh, shit, my pubes are counting in the printer!
Looking good, McElroy!
My pubes are in the printer!
Aren't you going to say looking good?
Looking good, me!
I'm getting too old for this shit.
And that's our show for today, guys.
Let's thank our alchemists and go around here, Carla Kakowski.
Yeah.
Anything you want to plug?
Oh, at Carla Kakowski. Standard.
Vanessa Raglin.
Nothing to plug. But bathtubs.
Put that on a t-shirt. Craig Kakowski.
If you go to orangetuxedoimprov.com, you'll find out about upcoming shows that me and Carla have. I know we're going to Denver and Detroit this summer.
Yeah.
Nice. We also have shows around Los Angeles.
Sweet. James Heaney.
Just head on over to therealjamesheaney.com and you can find a lot of good stuff there.
Or on the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month, Bear Supply at the West Side Comedy Theater.
Wow, I thought Sam Elliott was here for a minute. Joey Greer.
I'm going to jump on that. Second and fourth Wednesdays, 9 o'clock, Bear Supply, West Side Comedy.
You're not allowed to do that.
I can do that. I can. And my Instagram is at Jebby Grieber. A lot of recipes are on there. Check it out.
Nice. Also, to sort of piggyback on that, a lot of us are in Pretty Pretty Pony, also at the Westside Comedy True. Theater, which is the first Thursday of every month at 10 o'clock p.m. So check that out at Stratton Cole or at Cole Stratton, depending on the service, because some jerk took it on one of them. Let's also thank our engineer, Doug Bain. Our post-sound design artist, Rafael Burrito.
Burrito!
Our producer, Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie!
And lastly, iHeartMedia.
Shut up.
Thump. Nobody say that.
No, say anything. We don't have something for that.
I encourage all of you to write a review, tell everyone you've ever met, and write to us with your scene suggestions and whatever else at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Thanks for listening, and like always,
Alchemy This!